When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to review. We were zayecha this morning to hear very, very holy words from a tzadekas. And I want to review some of the points. This Mrs. Lowenstern. Mrs. Lowenstern, her husband, Elisha Lowenstern, was killed, was nifter. The ultimate Kiddush Shemayim. He died as a Yid. And she said many Dvarim Niflam. Her own life story of search. Her own life story of going to learn Torah and connecting to Torah. I wanted guys to see a normal person who described normal worries of life, who really like plugged into something real. She plugged into Am Yisrael, to Hashem, to his Torah. I love when she described that a person learns Torah like I wanted to be a Yid. So like, what do I do to be a Yid? And I study Torah. I want me and you to learn Torah with that open-mindedness, with that curiosity. She just wanted to be a Yid. And for 3 years, she like learned Torah. She continued her whole life. She continues. But she really wanted to be a Yid. If somebody wants to learn law, so they have to read law books. She teased their people, activists, going around from Palestine to the sea. Bum, bum, bum. You mishugana, what have you researched? You're just grabbing on to idealisms, knowing, and by the way, people want to be good. A lot of people protesting really want to like stand, they just don't know anything. They don't know the situation. It's laziness. It's quick fix being good. She said that when I heard about Yiddishkeit, I wanted to be a Yid. I asked myself, what does it mean to be a Yid? What does it mean? So I learned Torah with great curiosity. She learned Torah to really find out what it means to be a Yid. She said something. She said many incredible things, including her own story of studying Torah to find out what it means to be a Yid. She said that her husband, this Rav Elisha, this holy person, Rav Elisha, would learn with people who didn't have a background in Torah. And I want to share the energy of what he was doing. There's something so cool. He wasn't trying to fix people, to force people, to manipulate. No, no, no. He said that you own the Torah. It's yours. It's yours. If you want, like, I can give you what's yours. I'll show you where it is if you want me to read it to you. The Torah belongs to a Yid. And he would like simply returning to people what belongs to them. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, says, listen to this Gemara. Jacob, I want you to know this Gemara. The Gemara says, Am Reb Yehuda Amar Rav. Reb Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol Amayneya Halacha Mipi HaTalmud. If you hold back Torah from a student, you're Mayneya, you don't let him learn. Kol Amayneya Halacha Mipi Talmud. If you hold back one halacha from a student, ki'ilu geizla, you stole minachla savaisa, from the nachla of his father. It's not just the geneva, there's something called an heirloom. What's an heirloom, Jacob?
Word of the day.
What's an heirloom, Jacob? An heirloom is something that the family had for generations. It's a very precious item that the family saved from father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandfather.
Sorry.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Fantastic.
It's Brownstein.
Like, Ravezi's right. Could that allow to be the word of the day as Paskin by Ravezi? that a family heirloom is that which is like precious in the mishpacha. It's a very, every family has certain items that are very, very precious to them. I shouldn't say every, some families have something from great, great. At one of the chasnas in the yeshiva, the family had a kais, and the kais came from great rebbes. I think it was from the Yid HaKadosh. And after, I don't remember who it was from, and after the chuppah, I went just to grab the kais quickly, to drink from the kais. The rule is, at the chuppah, Jacob, the mesader makes two brachas that don't really belong to him. You're being mitzi, the chasna and kala have a bracha on marriage. So with the mesader, the officiator of the wedding, takes the kais, and he makes two blessings that belong to the chasna and kala. He's mitzi, as in mind. There's a principle, Shemeya Ka'ina, hearing it's like you said it. So you're going to marry a wonderful girl, Jacob, and you're going to stand under the wedding canopy, and the one officiating is going to make two brachas that belong to you. He's going to have in mind to be mitzi you and your kala. You and your kala are going to answer amen. One is a berei priyagafen, and one is a bracha on marriage. And you're making a bracha on marriage on a kais. Then the chasna and kala drink from the kais. Now the problem is, the mesader made a berei priyagafen and he's not drinking. You're not allowed to do that. So what you do is, you like shake the cup. You don't want to drink. It's inappropriate. The chasna and kala are melech. It would be very inappropriate to take a sip from their kais. But on the other hand, you just made a bracha and you didn't drink. So what you do is, you gently shake the kais, getting the grape juice on your hand, and then you go, you give it to the chasna. And you lick your hand gets wet, you hand it, and you, because you just made agaf, and see, you only need a drip. And you don't want to drink from their kais, that would be highly inappropriate. They're a melech, they're king and queen, you don't drink from their kais, very inappropriate. Just shake it gently, it spills on your hand, and now you made agaf and on a drip, that's what you do. After, I wanted a drink from the kais. Now, it fell off the kais, but I wanted to take the Yid HaKadosh's kais and drink from it. So I went to the, you know, everybody's going, Mazel Tov, the music. I just make a beeline to where the kais was sitting, and I grabbed it. I promised a family member, like, grabbed onto it, because that cup is, like, precious to them, for Doris. And they watch it like a hawk, that I shouldn't, like, just take the kais. So somebody, like, grabbed on. I said, no, I just want a sip. I just want a drink from the Yid HaKadosh's kais. I got a sip from his kais. But that was a family heirloom that they watch like a hawk. They don't want it to disappear from any wedding. That's something that they have in the family. There are people who have all different wonderful items from way back when. People have wonderful items. So that's called an heirloom. Here says the Gemara that if you don't teach somebody Torah, it's like you stole minachlas avaisav, that which they inherited from their father, the most precious of gifts. In my house, we're not such things, people. I'm not the most things. I don't want any robberies in my house. I don't want a robber in my house. But I'm not the biggest things guy. I think, like, what the thing is in my house. Some people have all different types of, like, precious items and sticky things. They're like things people. I have, like, a case that I value. I got when years ago from a group of guys, many, many, when I was 18. I got a case that means something. I don't know. We're not such things. What's a good heirloom? Manny, do we have a thing in the house that's...
I like your menorah.
That menorah, there was somebody in yeshiva. There was somebody in yeshiva, Shua. What? No. This is Shia Lowinger. Shia Lowinger. He's married with children. Shia Lowinger is a big tzaddik. And his father was an old chassidish tzaddik. His father's in Olam Haba today. His father was a silversmith. And the varm of Eilish Chassidish Yidden, beautiful Chassidish Yidden, beautiful Chassidish Yidden. And he bought me a beautiful menorah. That is a precious item, just because who it came from. I love Shia Lowinger. He's married with a beautiful family of kids. His tata was a beautiful tzaddik. He owned a bus company, if you remember, Manny. And the tata bought me this, like, the biggest menorah. It's a beautiful, but that came from very precious. Stam Chanukah, I love Chanukah, and that's a menorah before the Masechta. He was in the Beis Medrash before the Masechta. He's going back 18, 20 years ago. about 20 years ago. And Miss, you would have loved him. This was like a very chassidish shiyid. So that minhag, good point. Good point. Jacob, what's the item in your house that's, you don't want to say it on tape, people shouldn't. It's not like an old item that this is precious. Avi, what's the big item by the Bertrams? You don't want to say, people don't want to say in recording. Like, what?
I don't know.
What'd you say? What's the family item, Biggs, in the... People have, some people have a yarmulke from a Zayda. They have, I don't know, wedding, some people have. What? You have a nice Derek Jeter? Geschmack. Rookie card. A picture.
We have a tmuna. My namesake yarmulke.
That's very cool. Avi, that's cool. That's very cool. That's a namesake yarmulke. That's big time, Avi Bertram. The wolves, for sure. Nachum, what's the heirloom? What's like the big family thing by the wolves?
The original wolf.
Nachum, what do you have? What's the big item in the wolf house?
A photo of Nachum taking it over. Oh, no, Jeff.
You think?
There is definitely something.
It's funny, we should do it in Yeshiva, Jacob. During Zoom, we did a show and tell. It was fantastic. It was one of the best things we did the whole Zoom. And you think it's like, show and tell. I promise it was magical. Maybe the best one. Maybe the best one. There was so much. Abe Plotzker brought his brother. He has a brother who was a special needs, incredible, and he wanted to introduce everybody to his brother. Was amazing, a very special guy. He introduced his brother, and people introduced very cool items. Somebody had a very old Megillah, an old Megillah. There were a lot of cool things. What? We should do a show and tell here. We should really do that. We should make, like, after the next door, if everybody has to bring in one eye, but we have to make sure it doesn't get lost. Families will have our head. And I say this on tape, Ganavim are going to show up to steal Avi Bertram's yarmulke from his... That's going to be valuable. Jacob, should we do that? Have everybody bring in, like, a good... Once we learn, like, a family heirloom. Elio Pearl, what's the big pearl heirloom?
That's what I'm talking.
My father put on his father's like crown, Atara, for the Talis. That was like very special in our home. Gersh, by the lifts, what do you have?
I think we have my grandfather's farm trunk.
Look at that. Tell Jacob, I need you to tell, come to the front, Gersh. Talk about family heirlooms. Just come to the front. Jacob, I want you to hear a story. We're talking about family heirlooms. So we're in the middle of a Gemara, we're in the middle of a tape, but I said today is going to be Geschmack. Jacob, tell Jacob, everybody has to listen. Danny, we're talking about family heirlooms.
The hand.
And I want you to hear a story about young, good-looking man's grandfather.
Say the hand.
And he's going to tell you a story, but every detail, tell Danny. Listen to the story. Akiva, listen to the story. His family's heirloom is a Zayda's Svarim Shank, his Svarim Shelf. Jacob, listen to this story. Say it over.
So my father's father, Zayda of Yaakov, was a Magid Shir in Nerishol, and he loved his Svarim a lot. I never met him, but supposedly he was really, really connected to his Svarim. And he one time was going on a flight somewhere, and I guess it was, I don't know why, he was carrying a box of Svarim with him. And
you know what?
I don't know. Usually people bring it on top of the plane, like in a backpack, and just never actually use it the whole flight or whatever. I don't know, he checked it in, overweight. Point is, he was traveling with a bunch of his Svarim, and while he's on his flight, he sees, like, there's a big commotion going on in, like, first class, and he didn't know. He goes over to stewards, like, what's, like, the big commotion? And she's like, you don't know who that is? Nope, no idea. It's like, I think at the time his name was Lou Alcindor. It's like, that's Lou Alcindor who was...
Who knows, besides Johnny, who knows who Lou Alcindor was? Who was he, Elio? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Before he became Muslim, his name was Lew Elsender. Anyway. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was one of the best basketball players. He was on the Lakers, one of the great players who ever played. Yeah.
So he's like, okay, cool, whatever. He didn't think much about it. His flight lands. He goes to get his svarim. I better be saying this right because I'm recording. I'm going to get killed. He goes to get his luggage, and he like opens it up, and he sees that it was like a bunch. It wasn't his stuff. It was like a bunch of electronics and like, I guess like. What was cool back then was like CD players and stuff like that, no? And it's like I was traveling. They say to my family, like, there was like TVs and like boom boxes in the bag. Like, I don't know what was the guy was traveling with. Point is, what definitely was not his farm. So he calls up the airline. He's like, and he was like bugging because like he really had a crazy attachment to his farm. So he calls him up. He's like, he didn't even, like, he's like, I'm missing my things. Like, what's the deal with that? He's like, I got this whole thing of like electronics and stuff. And like, thank you so much for calling. Like Mr. Cinder's like bugging out. He's like bugging out, losing, screaming at the airline. How can you lose like such like a high profile's like luggage? I'm bugging out. Okay, fine, whatever. So he goes and somehow he gets the thing back to him, but he never ended up getting back his svarim. And he was distraught. And I think a while later, a week, month, whatever, he gets a phone call from someone asking, is this Avi Yaakov Lif? And he says, yeah. He says, I found a box of your books on the side of the highway. And I saw your name in it with your phone number, so I'm giving you a call, whatever. And he, like, whatever, thanks him. I guess he goes, gets this for him. And whenever he got the call that night, he said, he put together that what must have happened was that they got their luggages switched. And he must have, when Mr. Cinder opens the box and sees that it was not his stuff, must have just dumped it on the side of the highway. So that night he famously said, the hand that did this should be cursed. And if you go on YouTube, Lew Cinder punched the backboard that, or punched, I think, whatever, something like that, and broke his hand that night.
Amazing story.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing story. Yeah. Not a great story.
Yeah. I love a story.
That Zayda was a very good paddleball player, right?
Yeah. Supposedly was like top in Maryland or something. Ranked paddleball player, maybe. I guess so. Maybe handball paddle, something like that.
Handball, yeah. Thank you, George. That's an amazing story. So I just understand the heirloom by the lifts is his Zayda Svarim Shank. You needed that story to hear what his Svarim means to him. To get. Excellent. Thank you, Gersh. So the Gemara says, Chevra, we have to do this. Not a bad idea. Do you remember on Zoom when we did the... You remember that? Show and tell. You remember that as? Johnny, you brought something in that show and tell we did it? Maybe we should do another one now.
What's
with
the meeting?
Not a bad idea. So the kitzur is, the Gemara says that if you hold Torah from a Talmud, you stole him from the heritage of his father. Shenemar Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us Torah. Mayrasha kihilas Yaakov. It is the heritage of the entirety of our Jewish people. Mayrasha hi l'chol Yisrael misheshes yimei breishes. It's our heritage from the beginning of time. It belongs to us. And I was very moved that she said this revelation, this tzaddik that he taught Torah, and she said he was just accessing, he was giving people what belonged to them. It's yours. It's just yours. If you want to take it, we have a right to Torah. Every single yid has a right to that which is precious, to that which is beautiful, and has a right to Torah. To see a person, so that was something gorgeous. To see a person who is so tapped into Am Yisrael, to caring about our people, whose husband was so tapped into Am Yisrael. I think all of us could take great chizuk, great inspiration from the things this precious lady was saying about her husband. I think describing a normal person with normal worries, at first she's talking about her faith, you're like, this is an angel. She made a big point that I'm normal, and she described that she's normal. I've just tapped into something. That we're capable of a normal person, but we have a soul, and we're capable of tapping into something amazing. We're capable of living larger than ourselves, of tapping into Am Yisrael, caring about our people, was something really, really amazing. To the chevra that saw it, incredible. Jacob, you have it? I want you to see the whole thing when you can finish it. Nachum, did you send it around to the guys? I want the guys that didn't see it. Some of the chevra here didn't see it. I'd like the guys to all see it in its entirety. Where is Shlaima? Shlaima, you have a guitar here?
Dempsey says, is it here? And he said, I could use it.
So. Thank you. So let's do it. Let's do something, Varm. I'm